So anytime we learn there's a positive case, either because somebody becomes symptomatic and they get a test and then they call the school, or we're doing screening with our sports teams, and occasionally a positive will come up with some of those screenings with somebody who's not symptomatic, then the next step is our nurses step in, and we work with public health and do that contact tracing to identify who might be a close contact. And then the other thing is, it's a little more complicated this year. It depends if somebody is vaccinated or unvaccinated with what happens next, and what their next step of actions are, if they have to quarantine or if they can do a test on day 3 to 5 and wear a face covering.
What kind of counts as a close contact?
So there's what's considered a close contact and a contact of a close contact. So a close contact is defined right now as somebody who is 6 feet or less for 15 minutes or more, but it doesn't have to be in one 15-minute time block. So cumulative in a 24-hour time period for 15 minutes and 6 foot or closer.
So you mentioned sports. How are sports practices and games going to work under this new plan?
So we're doing testing a lot, tying into the symptom-free school protocol. Any symptoms of illness, somebody's asked to stay home or go get a test. And it's a rapid test. It's not every day. And we also know that, like, if we test on a Monday, then we know that everybody hasn't been around the team over the weekend. That's good. And that would be true for school as well. But we're doing those testing, we're watching for symptoms, and then some other things we're doing within our athletics are we're kind of keeping our teams, the players, in pods so that if there is a close contact, it doesn't impact an entire team. And then we've asked all the athletic directors and coaches that if everybody's in a locker room, again, keep those pods, keep the same people together.
Got it. You guys have mentioned before that the district might be able to work with students who have specific kind of heightened concerns about COVID or who are particularly vulnerable to getting maybe a severe case of COVID. Can you kind of explain how that might work?
Sure. So first off, I want all families to know, all the parents and guardians and students, that if they have concerns, they should talk to their principal. But we've put together a new 100% remote learning option. And this is a district-wide program. We just sent a information out yesterday, and there's a website that's going to launch on that on Monday. And everybody has that option if they're between first grade and 12th grade to do that 100% district-wide remote option. But it is going to be different than it was last year. So this new district-wide 100% remote option is different from homeschool, where homeschool, the parent is the primary teacher, and it's different from what we did with 100% remote with the school. That's the way that we did it in this past year. So for parents or families that are interested in that, they can contact their local neighborhood school. And then if somebody decided they wanted to do that for the first quarter, there'll be a couple different windows throughout the year that they could then transfer back into the on-site at their neighborhood school.
When teachers and staff have to go home because of an exposure, will they have to use their saved up sick leave?
So last year in 2020, we had the Coronavirus Families First Leave Act, and that expired on December 31st. So now if somebody is unvaccinated and has to take sick leave time because they've been identified as a close contact, or if they become ill and have to isolate, or they test positive and they don't even have any symptoms, but they have to isolate, that does require the use of sick leave. We will work individually, depending on what type of a position a person has, they can work with their administrator and human resources to see if they could do their job remotely. There's some jobs that can't be done remotely, but if somebody had to isolate or be in quarantine and their job could be done remotely, we will be working with those on a case-by-case basis.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
So two updates to the mitigation plan that happened this week was the recommendation went for everyone, students and staff, to consider wearing a face covering when they are in school. So that's highly recommended for everybody, whether they're vaccinated or unvaccinated. All visitors and volunteers must wear a face covering when they are at a school. And anybody who's riding a bus to and from school must wear a face covering on the buses as well.